Hi, this is a dictation for Felicia Johnson, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth is 2/28/65, date of accident 3/16/2022, date of service is 11/14/2022. Ms. Felicia Johnson is a victim of an automobile accident which occurred on 3/16/2022. In this accident, she was a front seat passenger, and there was a accident on the T-bone on passenger side of her, leading to some headaches and also pain symptoms in the neck and the lower back and right shoulder mainly. The patient has been seen every month since then. She has done physical therapy, and at this time patient report that she just had a neuropsychiatric therapy evaluation with Dr. White. And her headaches are around 8 to 9, mostly occupying the frontal part of the head and lasting for several hours without any nausea. Right shoulder pain is around 8, and she cannot lift more than 110 degrees of abduction and flexion. She also reports numbness in all the fingers of the left hand, especially 1, 2, and 3, constant. In addition, patient has a pain in the lower back radiating to both buttocks and up to the knee, posteriorly in as well as to dermatome fashion, and they're reported to be 8 to 9. The neck pain is also reported to be 6 to 7. The pain level is between 8 and 9. The areas that are affected are up to 9 as follows. In the general activity and work is affected 8. The sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. Mood is affected 7, walking ability is affected 6, and the patient has 60% relief reported by all the treatments that are being provided to her, including conservative treatment. In the system review, neurologist said patient has moderate headaches that are less frequent, and they are associated with loss of memory, anxiety, depression, lack of focus, and difficulty sleeping only. Patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures. She denies any confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and she denies any other major issues. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the right shoulder and the neck and the lower back, along with stiffness in this area. She is able to walk reasonably well, but she walks slowly. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or any other trouble. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble, breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that there are no changes in the pain level. It has remained the same. And no changes, no relevant history changes in the medical, surgical, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma, none of them. Last current pain medications are Tramadol, and substance abuse, none is reported by the patient. And compliance is full compliance with patient reports. The patient physical examination will be blood pressure 162 over 115, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be identical to previous visit of 10-11-2022, dictation number 1023-028. Plan is as follows. Patient wants to continue her physical therapy that has been ordered for her. And medications are ordered as meloxicam 7.5 mg twice a day, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, Tramadol ER 100 mg once a day, Viva patch is ordered, Ambien 5 milligrams are ordered every night. She is being referred to Dr. Ramakrishna for consultation on at her request for cervical spine. However, she has not made it yet. Patient's MRIs have been discussed at length. She has been informed that she may see a tremendous amount of benefit just by injection treatment. 4 to 6 injections, epidural lumbar, are reported, as she has several disc issues, protrusion and bulges from L1 to L5. Facet arthritis may require further facet joint injection if no relief is obtained by just epidural. In addition, patient may require bilateral sacral iliac joint injections times two, to therapeutically as well as to diagnose. Surgical spine, there are a bunch of herniated discs, almost four of them, and facet and uncovertible joint hypertrophy requiring further surgical epidural injections. But the patient has to make a decision. If she provides the consent, we'll be more than happy to provide her with the injection treatment. Regarding her shoulder on the right side, there was a MRI done which shows moderate AC joint arthritis, diffuse labral tearing, intact rotator cuff, and glenohumeral joint arthritis. The patient is informed that she needs to have heavy exercises and medications and some injection treatment may help her further. Once the patient is ready, we'll be more than happy to provide her with the treatment. At this time, patient is quite stable and she's being ready to go and join the physical therapy. She's been advised about chiropractor, and if she wants to see the Mr. Ramakrishna, more than welcome to get a consultation and even second consultation regarding her cervical spine surgery. We did discuss the issue of the cervical disc replacement to her, as well as lumbar spine fusion treatment for the disc, and patient understands them. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time.